Hi, everyone. I will talk about our work on building an in-memory distributed transaction processing system based on RDMA called FAST. As you might know, RDMA, or remote direct memory access, is a network feature that allows direct access to the memory of a remote computer. So this is a one-slide summary of our talk. So node 1 can directly read from node 2's memory by using an RDMA read. This RDMA read bypasses the CPU at node 2. So these one-sided RDMA reads and writes are commonly considered to be the most attractive feature of RDMA, and existing RDMA-based transaction processing systems use these features to access remote data structures. RDMA networks also provide the more traditional send and receive messaging operations, which are called two-sided operations because they involve the CPU at both sides. So in this diagram, node 1 can send a message to node 2, which is handed over to node 2's CPU when it calls a receive. The two-sided messaging operations are commonly considered to be slower than one-sided RDMA. The main difference between FAST and existing systems is that we do not use one-sided RDMA at all, and all communication is done using messaging implemented over two-sided RPCs. Although FAST does not use remote bypass, it is still around 2 times faster than existing RDMA-based transaction processing systems, and it is also more scalable and simpler. The reason for this, which I will explain in a lot more detail, is that FAST's RPCs allow accessing remote data structures in one round trip and in a scalable way, whereas using one-sided RDMA requires multiple round trips and does not scale. There has been a lot of recent work showing that we can now do strongly consistent distributed transactions in the data center and still get high performance. This departure from less strict consistency guarantees, like eventual consistency, is because of two hardware trends. The first trend is that we now have cheap DRAM and non-volatile memory technologies, such as battery-backed DRAM, which means that we don't need slow components like SSDs to either store all our data or to provide durability across machine failures. The second trend is that we have very fast networks with orders of magnitude lower latency and higher throughput than conventional networking over 1 gigabit Ethernet. The environment that we are targeting with FAST is a cluster of nodes in a data center where the key space is partitioned across the machine. So in the diagram over here, key X and key Y are stored in DRAM at node 1 and node 2 respectively. To provide fault tolerance, we also store backup partitions shown as X prime and Y prime. And the data for each partition at a node is organized in some data structure like a hash table. In addition to storing data, every node also executes transactions. These transactions are executed by the threads running on these machines. The benefit of co-locating transaction coordinators with the data is that we can exploit data locality if the workload permits. For example, if a transaction running on node 1 wants to update key X and key Y, it will send network messages to access Y, Y prime, and X prime, but not X, since X is local at node 1. There are several different protocols that we can use to do distributed transactions, but our work is not about the distributed transaction protocol. In fact, we just reuse an existing transaction protocol. Our work is about the method used to access remote data structures. To access remote data structures, existing systems use one-sided RDMA and bypass the remote CPU. The most common way of doing this is to use RDMA reads to access key value items in remote memory. One problem with this approach is that it requires multiple RDMA reads to access remote data if it is stored in a pointer-based data structure. In the hash table example, we need at least 2 RDMA reads to get the value for a key. And this is because the hash table at each node is organized as an index data structure that maps keys to pointers, and the values are stored separately at the address in the pointer. So we need 1 RDMA read to get the pointer and another RDMA read to get the value. In FAST, we use RPCs and involve the remote CPU, which allows us to get remote data in one round trip. So instead of reading data directly from node 2's memory, node 1 sends an RPC request to node 2 with the key. Node 2 receives the request and performs some quick DRAM accesses to find the value for the key, and then it sends a response back to node 1. The reason why existing systems do not use RPCs and instead favor one-sided RDMA is that their RPCs do not perform well. An experiment that is commonly used to compare the performance of RDMA reads and RPCs works as follows. Threads on each machine in the cluster use either RDMA reads or RPCs to fetch 32-byte chunks of remote memory. The performance metric that we are interested in is the rate at which each machine can fetch remote memory. This is not an apples-to-apples comparison because we can do a lot more with one RPC than with one RDMA read, but it is still useful. The graph on the left is reproduced from the Farm paper, which is an existing RDMA-based transaction processing system. The red bar shows the throughput with RDMA reads, and the blue bar shows the throughput with RPCs. In Farm's implementation, RPCs are around 4 times slower than RDMA reads. So even using 2 RDMA reads per hash table access is still faster than using RPCs. The gray bar with the red outline shows the effective hash table throughput that RDMA reads offer, which is much higher than RPC throughput. In Farm, RPCs achieve less than 5 million requests per second, and they're bottlenecked by their CPUs. The graph on the right shows the results from the same experiment, but with fast RPCs. Although our RPCs are also slower than RDMA reads, they are much faster than using 2 RDMA reads. Fast RPCs can achieve over 40 million requests per second, and even then they are bottlenecked by the NIC and not the CPU. They are much faster than using 2 RDMA reads. So in the next few slides, I will explain to you the reason why existing RPCs are slow and why fast RPCs are so fast. But from this graph, we can already conclude that fast RPCs make transactions go faster. Here are the 2 reasons why existing RPCs are slow. These are actually the reasons why one-sided RDMA reads and writes are generally slow, but they also apply to existing RPC implementations, which are based on RDMA writes. The first reason is that one-sided RDMA must use a non-scalable transport layer that requires one-to-one connections. On large clusters, NICs cannot cache the state for all the connections, so performance suffers because of cache misses. We instead use two-sided messaging to implement RPCs, which can be done over a scalable, connectionless transport layer. The second reason is related to the first reason, and it is about what happens when we try to reduce the number of connections by sharing them among multiple threads. Sharing requires locking during network I/O, which drastically reduces the CPU efficiency of one-sided RDMA. Our scalable RPCs do not require sharing and therefore achieve a higher per-thread request rate. Now let us look at these factors in much more detail. On current RDMA hardware, the remote bypassing one-sided operations must use a connected transport layer. For example, existing systems use RDMA reads and RDMA writes over a reliable connected transport to read from remote memory and to implement RPCs. With a connected transport, if a thread on node 1 wants to communicate with n other nodes, it must create n one-to-one connections. And this is similar to how TCP requires one-to-one connections. RDMA NICs try to cache the state of these connections in their internal memory. This cache is pretty small, and on large clusters, the combined per-connection state can become larger than the NIC's cache, leading to cache misses during network I/O and lower performance. The graph on the right shows the effect of cache misses on the fetch rate experiment that I've been discussing. Over here, we increase the size of the cluster on the x-axis. As the cluster size increases, the throughput of RDMA reads starts dropping and drops below RPC throughput when there are more than 30 nodes in the cluster. The number of connections is usually reduced by sharing them among multiple threads. However, this just changes the problem from cache misses in the NIC to connection sharing among the CPU's thread. Now, threads need to acquire locks during network I/O, which drastically reduces CPU efficiency. The graph on the right quantifies this effect. The bar on the left shows the RDMA read throughput without connection sharing, and the bar on the right shows the throughput with sharing. The throughput with sharing is over 5 times lower. This result shows that in order to do one-sided RDMA without the performance penalty of cache misses in the NIC, we need to pay 5 times more CPU cycles at the CPU. If we want scalable communication, we must use a connectionless transport. On current RDMA hardware, there is only one connectionless transport called the unreliable datagram transport layer, which resembles UDP. With datagram transport, each thread can use just one connection endpoint to communicate with all remote machines. The benefit of this is that we do not need to overflow the NIC's cache. In FAST, all operations are sent done by using the send operation over the unreliable datagram transport. One restriction of the unreliable datagram transport is that it does not support the one-sided RDMA reads and writes, so it cannot be used for scalable remote bypass. However, it supports the send and receive operations, so we can use it to do RPCs. The graph on the right shows a comparison of RPCs and one-sided RDMA reads in the fetch rate experiment. And surprisingly, RPCs deliver a higher per-thread request rate. Each thread can issue 3.6 million RPC requests per second, while also serving responses to an equal rate of requests from other threads in the cluster. This result shows that you do not save any CPU cycles with RDMA reads, even when all you are doing is reading 32 byte chunks of remote memory. And this is because the locking overhead at the local CPU offsets any cycles saved at the remote CPU. To summarize, by using a connectionless datagram transport, fast RPCs can scale, both to a large number of threads in a machine and a large number of machines in a cluster. The final reason why we use RPCs and not a one-sided RDMA is that RPCs make things a lot simpler. If you want to use one-sided RDMA, you need to redesign your hash tables and B-trees to work with CPU bypass, which usually involves rewriting everything from scratch. With RPCs, we can reuse existing multi-core data stores to a large extent. For example, in FAST, we use MICA's hash table for unordered key-value storage. We use the unreliable datagram transport for RPCs, for which the NIC hardware does not provide end-to-end reliability. However, we still do not implement end-to-end reliability in the software RPC layer. The reason for this is that in RDMA networks, the link layer provides a very high degree of reliability to all transports, including unreliable transports. The link layer does flow control to prevent congestion-based losses and retransmissions to prevent bit error-based losses. We did an experiment to measure the reliability provided by the link layer, and we did not observe any packet loss in 100 trillion packets transferred on a 69-node cluster with 9 switches. Although we have never observed the packet loss on an RDMA network, they can still happen due to network hardware failures. We expect that the frequency of these network hardware failure events is comparable to the failure rate of conventional machines. In FAST, we handle such packet losses by converting them into a machine failure. So whenever an RPC requester suspects a packet loss, it kills the FAST process on its machine, so it's as if the packet loss never happened. We assume that the system can recover from conventional machine failures using some existing recovery protocol. However, we have not yet implemented recovery. We compare FAST against the published performance numbers of two existing RDMA-based transaction processing systems, FARM and DrTM. We compared against published numbers because FARM is not open source and DrTM requires some hardware features that our cluster did not have. To account for small implementation level differences, we give some advantage to the competition. In comparison with FARM, we use around half the hardware resources per machine, and in comparison with DrTM, we make no locality assumptions in the workload and run on a much larger cluster. We use the TATP benchmark to compare against FARM. TATP is an online transaction processing benchmark with short transactions on small key value items up to 50 bytes in size. This workload is very well suited to the design goals of FARM because 80% of the transactions are read-only and they can bypass the remote CPU. Despite that, FAST achieves around 90% higher performance while using half the hardware resources. We use the small bank benchmark to compare against DrTM. Small bank is also an online transaction processing benchmark with short transactions on small keys, but over here, 85% of the transactions update a key. In Dr. TM's implementation of small bank, around 96% of the transactions are initiated on the node hosting the primary partition for the transaction's keys, but in our implementation, transactions are initiated on random nodes, which makes the workload more challenging. Despite that, Fast achieves around 80% higher throughput. In summary, I told you that transactions using one-sided RDMA can be slow, non-scalable, and complex. I also told you how scalable RPCs can be used to implement transactions that are faster, more scalable, and simpler than systems that try to bypass the remote CPU. All the code used in our paper is available on GitHub. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gina from Zhejiang University. So you mentioned that you treat packet losses as machine failure in Fast. An alternative is to use some retry schema to resend the RPC. So why do you choose the first one? Since when a recovery process usually takes tens of microseconds, which may hurt the performance and cause some downtime. Yeah.
Yeah, we treat packet losses as machine failures because they are extremely rare. So we did not see one in 46 hours. And even if we see one, we can use Farm's recovery protocol to recover the system in 50 milliseconds. So we assume that we can do that. We have not done that yet. But the downtime is going to be pretty low with this scheme and this failure rate.
So does that mean that if you retry the RPC, it may cause some performance degradation?
Yeah. So we are working on an RPC protocol that supports retransmissions. But our current one will break if you do retransmissions.
OK, thank you.
Hi, Sid Sen from Microsoft Research. I just want to make an observation and maybe a question. Basically, you contrasted against systems that are more complex, trying to do bypassing like Cell. And I want to use that as an example because I think they actually agree with your work in a sense. Mm-hmm. Because systems like that trade off between using either the network or using the CPU. And if it's a very complex operation, like a fancy data structure, like a tree, mm-hmm. using the CPU actually is better because you can kind of traverse the tree mm-hmm. instead of doing multiple round trips like you're saying. So I know you contrasted the two, but I actually think that maybe those kinds of data structures where you have to do more work on the remote side to get the data you want, like traverse a path, mm-hmm. Would be a good use of this idea. So would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that, but we have not had time to implement a distributed B-tree yet.
Okay, hello. Yuan Hao from Shanghai Tech University. My question is that you mentioned that when using one-sided RDMA, and if the thread is sharing a buffer with a lock-free manner, it will cause a low throughput per thread. My question is that, is it possible to move the lock-free manner into the network card so that it eliminates the variable sharing between cache lines and solve the scalability problem?
I'm not sure I understand your question. So do you think that you can implement one-sided RDMA?
Threads may share buffer. Uh-huh. And you said that if they share buffer, it may cause a low throughput per thread. Mm-hmm. I think that is vastly because of that shared variable in cache line of different CPUs.
Yeah.
So that what if I put the shared variable into the primitive into the network card instead of the CPU so that there's no sharing a variable in the cache lines.
Okay, I'm still not sure I completely get it, but
add a primitive into network card.
Yeah,
to solve the problem.
Network cards also have this contention problem, which was shown in our previous work. So you cannot assume that the network card will magically fix many of your problems because the network card internally is a parallel device, so it has multiple processors. We don't know the exact architecture, but we are definitely sure it's a parallel architecture. And if you try to share variables inside the NIC, you'll get an even larger performance penalty than you get in a CPU. Okay. That's our observations from prior work.
Okay, thank you. John Hall from Google. Let me ask a dual of that question. It seemed like one of the important axioms in motivating this work is that connected transports were keeping the network card from performing well because it blew out its cache. So another conclusion you might draw from that observation is that maybe we should adjust the way the network cards do offloading so they don't require the connected transports. Is that a feasible approach?
I didn't hear the last part.
Is it feasible to imagine an offloading architecture where the network cards don't require a connected transport.
Yeah, that's completely possible. So there is an architecture from a company called Bull. It's called the Bull Exascale Interconnect, which does connectionless one-sided RDMA. And so if one connectionless one-sided RDMA becomes a reality, the title of this paper should change to Fast and Simple. We will get rid of the scalable part in our claim because both architectures will scale, but if you want to talk to me more about that, we have some ideas about how we can implement scalable and much more higher performance RPCs using scalable one-sided writes. Here we use two-sided operations because that's the only thing that scales. If we had scalable RDMA writes, we could do even better. Thank
you. So we have time for one more question before the break.
Anirudh Vada, Microsoft Research. Can you comment on how these techniques can be used for less reliable networks than IB, for instance, Rocky?
That's something that we are looking at. We want to do packet loss experiments on Rocky. We expect that it will be higher than what we saw on InfiniBand. We think that we can have a low CPU overhead retransmission mechanism, but we have not implemented it yet.